This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
This is Behind the Rose, where Bachelor Nation meets country music and everything in between. Here's your host, Blake Horseman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Behind the Rose podcast. I'm your host, Blake Horseman, here with my buddy, as usual, Eric Bradley. And it is Monday night, right after the three-hour finale of The Bachelorette. Katie season's over. Katie and Blake are engaged. But we have a lot to break down from that episode because a lot happened. So, here we go. I guess we should start, Eric. It's just me and Eric today, guys. Just me and Eric. No special guests.
It's probably going to be like this from now on quite a bit. So, looking forward to it, actually. The first 45 minutes were pretty useless of the show.
No, should have
been 2 hours.
Dude. It should have been.
The first 30 minutes was a montage of the season. Didn't understand that.
Me neither. They acted like we've been gone for a month. Like we just watched all of this last week. I agree.
It was like recap of last season, like before a Netflix show. Like, give us the option to skip the recap, please.
That's so true. But it kind of got interesting, I guess, when Katie came out on the couch and I talked to her a little bit, but again, there wasn't a lot there until the episode actually started going. When it really started out with Blake's overnight.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of where the episode, 45 minutes in, that's kind of where
they're sitting in a
started.
Hot tub.
Yep. Yep. They played that little paintball game, which was actually pretty fun. They played that 10 things I hate about you paintball game, which was fun. They're freaking cute together. Like the day portion of the date, they just seem like they have so much fun together. And we go into, the hot tub, and I was kind of shocked. I don't know how you feel, but I was shocked a little bit that Katie straight up told Blake to his face all that stuff about Greg and was kind of like, I almost left, for me, if I was sitting in Blake's shoes, that would give me pause, wait. Yeah.
I don't, but I mean, that's Katie though. Like Katie, if she's anything, she's very upfront, truthful, honest. She gets everything out there. Why would she want Blake to see that after? Like, let's just get it out there. It's kind of how she sent Justin home. Like, we're just going to throw all this out there now. Mm-hmm. And I think it's extremely respectful of Blake. Like, and yeah, that's got to be so hard on him. Like, well, maybe I am the runner up here too.
Yeah.
And I was not her number one by any means. Like, if you're that, but she rebounded so quickly. And like that day date or the paintball water balloon thing, that was just so much fun. Like mm-hmm. It seemed like she came snapped right back into it.
Yeah.
What was crazy though is the timeline is what got me, is when she started talking about it. She's like, yeah, the week started off really rough. Michael left. And then like the next day Greg's gone. I'm like, that really puts it into perspective. Like how hard that must have been like for her, like mm-hmm. What a roller coaster of like 3 days.
And it's pretty funny. Here's a little behind the scenes. They usually don't let you on camera do timeline stuff. So I would, whenever I would be like yesterday, I'd be like, don't say yesterday, say previously, because they don't want you to figure out the timeline. But they actually kept that in to where you're right. Within like 4 or 5 days, Michael left, Greg left, and now she's down to two guys. Like, it's pretty crazy, the timeline of that happening. But you're right. Like, she had I think the day portion of the date was really good. And they were able to she was able to remember why she was there and like the whole reason for being the bachelorette and, going through all these hard times. And you're right. I think Blake handled it fantastic. I think, he was like comforting, when she was like, you know, I wasn't sure if I was going to leave or not. I mean, you could see in his face. He was like, well, wait a minute.
You could see the wheel spinning up there.
Yeah.
As any man would in that moment.
Yep,
that's agreed. A lot to take in when you're about to like possibly have your future wife right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, Blake's not going anywhere, but I wish at some point he would have said that, like, I'm not going anywhere. Like, I think that would have been really, really reassuring to her. Mm-hmm. She has had two guys leave, you know, but I thought he did a good job. He handled it well. And then we kind of actually went into the night portion of that date.
I kind of want to go back to a pretty funny moment that I caught. I don't know if you caught this, but when Tayshia and K-Bone came in and told the guys like Greg like self-eliminated himself mm-hmm. and walked out. And then Blake was like, oh, I'm kind of overwhelmed. And like, cause they said, you're going to be having the opportunity to go to like, you're going to have your nighttime mm-hmm. or whatever. And his face lit up. Like it was almost like, oh my God, I'm going to the fantasy suites. When yeah, he was saying I'm overwhelmed, but he's like yeah. fantasy suites smile yeah.
And you know what's so funny too is the most sex positive bachelorette maybe ever only took one guy to the fantasy suite, you yeah. know, like that's kind of funny if you think about it. And I didn't know if they were doing any fantasy suite. I thought maybe they were just gonna go search to meet their family because Blake was the only one left. But
yeah, because imagine yeah, so if that would have been well, I guess there would have been a rose ceremony, so it would have been three. Because I'm like, imagine if it would have been Michael, Greg, and Blake.
Yeah.
Or Mike. Yeah, well,
would have been.
Yeah.
Probably would have been Michael, Greg, and Blake there at the end.
There would have been multiple fantasy suites.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she would have taken all of them. Yeah, yeah. So it's kind of funny to think about.
And the most sex positive guy, almost too. Like,
yeah, I mean, yeah.
I mean, he's naked in every season. So,
yeah, agreed.
We'll be right back.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Yeah, so we go to the night portion of the day. And I want to get your opinion on this because I've seen some different kind of opinions on some hot takes out there. But obviously, you know, it was a really, really sweet, loving, cute moment where Blake basically says, I love you, you know, to Katie. And it's a really cool story. I really loved how he actually like explained like when he knew and stuff. That was so great. But she said it back. She said, I fucking love you too. Back.
I love, they said it the exact same way. Like, fuck, yeah. fuck. Like, I loved yeah. it. Like,
yeah, me too.
They're perfect. Yeah.
I love them together. But I want to know what you think about her literally saying the night before, basically, to Greg, that I'm saving the, I love you for the last rose, basically, the last person. And then she does it anyway with Greg. Or, sorry, God, I keep mixing them up. With Blake. She says it with Blake.
Well, I mean, it was only her or him and Justin left. So, I mean, she still kind of kept to her word there.
So, yeah, if she would have then taken Justin to the fantasy suite or even to the, you know, the proposal, then it fucked up.
I was thinking that same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like,
dumping Justin.
You knew. I mean, yeah, that's what that showed her, that she like stuck to her beliefs and her core values and what she, how she wanted this to play out for her. Mm-hmm. Her journey and yeah. it did.
And it was a really cute moment. I mean, she is, I mean, you know, after watching last week and everything with Greg, it was like, wait, was Greg number one? Like, was Greg going to be the end? But now it's like, I don't think he was, you know, I really don't think he was. I think she still wanted to see and like to feel it out and to play out the rest of the season. But I think Blake was end game for her I think so. After watching this episode.
Yeah. It was probably super tight though.
Yeah, I agree. I think it was tight. And I think that's why she didn't want him to leave, because she clearly wasn't sure, like 100%. But I still think Blake was in the, like, it's just when they're together. Cause I know a lot of different leads, and you know, a lot of leads, like you've talked to a lot of leads too. Like, you do compartmentalize these relationships. And when you're with one person, you're like, oh my God, this is my person. And you're with the other person, you're like, oh my God, this is my person. So it is very hard to be the lead, you know? And so I think at the time she, when she was in it with Greg, like she was like, I don't want you to leave. I don't want you to leave. But then when she's with Blake, it's like, oh my God, what was I thinking? You know, Blake's the one kind of thing. So
yeah,
it's hard to be the lead, man. Whew.
Yeah. Cause I mean, obviously after that Greg thing, that probably opened her eyes. And like, and I think Blake, right at the beginning of the nighttime portion of the date, he made a comment of like, you know, if I'm falling in love with you, I'm not going to run away from you and walk away from this. Mm-hmm. I believe he said something along those lines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was like,
which was great. Yeah.
I mean, there's so much to go back and forth right now, like to jump ahead to like Greg and this, what you just said, compartmentalize.
Yeah.
Because Katie was doing that amongst three men.
Yeah, exactly.
And Greg, and like Greg at, like, I'm jumping ahead here, but he still couldn't wrap his fucking head around this.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of crazy.
At the
whole
reunion
thing was crazy. Yeah, well, let's go ahead and get there, because obviously, well, let's talk about the actual proposal
too. Well, and Justin too. Like,
just, well, yeah, I mean, Katie kind of sent Justin home, which is a great move.
Yeah.
And then, so what was, obviously we don't know much about Justin. That's not his fault. He didn't get a lot of airtime.
And he even mentioned that tonight. He's like, or she mentioned it. She's like, there's so many moments that weren't shown between the two. And that is kind of a bummer.
It is.
Here we are just like, here's this guy just coasting through. But they probably did have a lot of great moments together that, nobody saw. And we're all sitting there like, why is he so fucking sad right now? Like,
I know, exactly. That's what I was just about to say. It was like, it was so hard to watch, because I was like, come on, Justin, really? But then I'm like, no, we didn't see moments. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was like, I had to like think back, like, no, don't like overreact. Because at times I was like, Justin, really, man? Like, did you ever actually think it was going to be you at the end, you know? But maybe he did. He clearly did, you know?
Yeah.
He clearly did. Yeah.
And so, the reel that they showed of him and his facial expressions, that was incredible.
Yeah, I love that.
Great.
Great montage. That was the best montage of the whole freaking season.
Yeah.
And the fact that he said he didn't know he was even doing that, like, in the moment, you know. But as he was watching the show back, he's like, damn, I make a lot of facial expressions. That was pretty funny. Yeah, that was great. Justin seems like a good dude, you know.
Yeah.
So,
You know, it's, after his family not going to hometowns, I bet you they're sitting there like, we told you so.
Yeah, very good point. Very true. Sucks, though, because I don't think we are going to see Justin in Paradise, which is a real bummer. That's too bad. Maybe next season.
Yeah.
But I don't think we see him in Paradise this year.
Oh, I'm sure people want to see more of him.
Yeah, I agree.
I want to see more of him.
I do, too. I just hope he isn't. I mean, there should be two more seasons before the next Paradise, dude. Two more Bachelorette seasons.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So hopefully he doesn't, but I think he will. I think he will.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so it was, you know, they had a great moment where she was like, you're great, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff, you know. So we love Justin. Justin seems like a good dude, you know, and I hope we get to see more of him. So yeah, we go to the proposal. We get to the proposal
we still got Blake meeting her family. We got to touch that.
I forgot.
Because Aunt Lindsay, or Blake's sister, doesn't have shit on Aunt Lindsay.
Aunt Lindsay was a savage, dude. Like, not even like in like a good way. Like, I feel like she was just kind of mean and rude, like, at the same time. Like,
I mean, dude, when she came out and said, "We want you here. We don't need you here." I was like,
here we go.
He couldn't answer anything right. Like, he was winning any battle there that night.
He stood no chance, no matter what. The one thing that pissed me off a little bit that she said was when he talked about how, I'd seen my parents break up, my parents fuck it up, whatever it was. And she was like, well, that's not the same. I was like, okay, aunt, whatever her name is. Like, you don't know what he went through as a child watching his parents divorce.
Yeah.
So you can't downplay his parents' divorce to him. Like, that was fucked up. But yeah, she was savage. I mean, I feel like she just doesn't like men. Like, I kind of felt like she just like doesn't like men very much. That's what I got out of it.
You could clearly see where those are some strong women that Katie obviously learned. Like, so you could see where Katie gets that from now.
Yeah.
And her
great point.
at least, you know, her mom and Blake's conversation was incredible though. Like that was great to see, like her mom get emotional and tear up and see, you know, after she talked with Katie and then talking with Blake, and she was so happy for her daughter.
That was a really cool moment when she got a little overwhelmed and emotional when Blake was talking about how much he loved her daughter and everything. That was a really cool moment. I love those like genuine, like emotional moments. And it's kind of interesting. I was saying this on my recap, like we didn't get to see her family because she didn't make it to hometown during that season. So like, this was the first time, and you're right. Like now it's like, oh, this is where she comes from. A bunch of strong, badass women. This completely makes sense why Katie's the way she is, you know? So that was kind of cool to see. It was cool to see. Yeah.
I kept thinking too, like if Greg was in that spot, man, he would have been, sent home with his tail between his legs, crying in the fetal position.
Yeah. Fuck, I might've like that. Aunt is scary. Auntie's fucking scary, dude. Like Becca's family was very sweet to me and very nice. And they asked hard questions, but in like a respectful way where Aunt was just a savage, man. Aunt Lindsay was a savage, but it did end in a cool moment, like with her mom there and everything. There was this weird thing afterward where all of a sudden it got very real for Blake. But all of a sudden he was like, whoa, I have to pose, you know?
Well, also like, how weird is it that fucking Tayshia is playing Neil Lane?
Yeah. So then we go to like the ring stuff and his fucking ex-girlfriend is the one. And you can see Tayshia's little smirk. She's like, are you stressed out? With like a little smirk on her face. I was like, Tayshia. Oh, it's such a producer's what man. The fucking producers.
Yeah, what a fucked up world y'all got. What other place in reality is that ever going to happen?
Never.
I'm going to call the plug Neil. Hey, Neil, I need some rings here tomorrow.
For my ex. Yeah. What the fuck, man? You're right. Best Nation is so messed up, man. It's such a weird world. God, and you could just, the smirk on Tayshia's face was cracking me up, dude. And
that's when it really hit him.
Mm-hmm.
He was,
it seemed like he was looking at the ring.
He was all in his head at that point. Mm-hmm. Like it was real in that moment. Yeah,
he stepped away and like, and I've been in that position, obviously. Like I've picked out rings with Neil Lane, the man himself, and it is a very stressful moment, and it does become very real, but it's also like an exciting moment. I think he was excited, but also scared because you think anyway, you're only going to pick out a ring once. I've done it once now, but like you think it's only going to happen once. So it is a cool moment, but it is a lot of stress. He didn't talk to Katie. She even said it later. They didn't talk about like what ring to get, what ring she liked. Like golf, it's very stressful. You know, once you picked a shitty ring, she was like, I hate that ring. You know, it's kind of hard. So,
well, and plus maybe in that moment, he was still kind of messed up with the Greg situation in his mind. Like, am I really her first choice? Like, should I be doing this? I don't have any, maybe he didn't have clarity yet.
And I don't blame him for maybe not having clarity. You know, I don't blame him for being instead a little bit. And that kind of played into even the proposal, which you guys just, you know, the ring picking out and the proposal happened the same day. Like it all happened the same day. So he picked the ring out in the morning. Proposal was like afternoon.
I wonder how long that the ring shopping went too, because like, do you notice like Tayshia had to go over and be like, catch him, like, hey, we need to speed this day up because Katie's over there waiting or getting ready. And she had to like go interrupt him from his moment.
Yeah, that wasn't, because I remember my ring picking or shopping around was really fast. Like I bet I was in and out in a half hour, which is insane for that show. Like most things last forever. So I bet they were like, okay, Tayshia, go get Blake because Katie's getting dressed and we got to catch the light. You know, the clouds are coming, you know, that kind of thing. So, I kind of played into it. And then they were doing the dun, dun, dun. Like, will he propose? Like the car's driving up, you know, he gets out of the car. I didn't have a doubt that he was going to propose. I was pretty certain he was going to propose in that moment. I think they played it up a little bit.
When he got out of the car, I was like, is this guy okay? Like, I was like, he's about to faint. Poor guy.
Dude, it's a lot, man. It's a fucking lot. Because I wonder if he was like you said, he's probably like, fuck, am I her second choice? Like, am I going to propose? And then
either that or is like now? A hopeless romantic. Like, I wouldn't even know what I'd be feeling. Because I don't even think I'd be able to do it. Like I'd be bawling and crying and like a disaster, like probably going into that. Because that is I mean, you only want to do that once. That is for sure.
Yeah. Well, dude, any proposal is hard. Imagine doing a proposal like yeah. you know, with all the cameras and the people around, all the pressure, like it's crazy. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. It is. Been there. It's fucking nuts.
I was just like, get this guy some water, please.
So let's talk about the actual proposal itself too, because it was a good proposal and everything, but I hate the but when he was like, but,
oh, the cliffhanger.
Give you everything you yeah. want. And then it was like, I don't know if it was actually that long of a pause. It could have been edited,
yeah.
but my God, man. And then after that, it was like, is he proposing or is he just saying like, I can't wait to support you in the future. And then he was like,
yeah.
got down on a knee. But it was a bit of a, there at the end, I was like, what's happening at the proposal?
We'll be right back.
The one thing I love about Blake is like, he just gives you 100% realness too in his own way. Like he's serious, goofy. Like he's yeah. just like everything like a normal dude is.
Totally. He doesn't feel scripted. Remember when they were talking about Thomas and how he seemed like he was always trying to say the right mm-hmm. thing, scripted?
Or like Greg.
Blake's the opposite. Or Greg even. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or Greg.
I mean, Greg was probably reciting all of his lines while waiting for Katie to come out.
Yeah, it was. Blake's just a real dude. Like, Blake's just a real guy. And I thought they were cute. I love seeing how happy the women get in the proposal and the men. But she was bawling. She was crying. She was so happy. And she couldn't believe it. It's so great. And they rode off into the sunset on their horses. Like, it was very cool proposal. I really enjoyed this proposal. It was a good one. But the one thing, and I'm going to get pissed off here. I can't believe the producers held Greg until after the proposal aired. Like, and I don't know if it actually like filmed that way. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if it filmed that way, but it aired that way. So I hate the fact that they had the proposal, they're running off sunset, and then Greg comes on the couch with Katie. Like, I just thought that was super fucked up. Like I said, it might not have filmed that way, but it aired that way. And I thought it was super fucked up. But let's get into it, dude. Let's get into this Greg and Katie conversation. Because we might have differing opinions here a little bit. So I want to see, what do you think about it? Like, do you think Katie overreacted? Do you think she reacted the right way? Do you think Greg still?
I think that was Katie's moment, because Greg had his moment on the show. So, and she, and I mean, he came out, first thing he kind of said was he was hoping to get back on the same page. And I'm just thinking, like, where did any of us see you even allowing her to get back on the same page with you? And then he didn't regret or wouldn't change anything that he did. Like,
Yeah, I was shocked by that. I was kind of shocked by that. I thought he would get to be like, I wish I wouldn't have overreacted. Like, I thought he was going to say something like that, you know, like, I wish we reacted differently, but he didn't even say that, dude. He was just like, no regret.
He just stuck to his guns, man. And
yeah, dude, I wish I could have watched that a couple times too, because there were a lot of moments where I was like, what? Like, the same page thing didn't make sense, because they were on the same page. She clearly cared for him.
Yeah.
He cared for her. Like, I don't know where they were on the wrong page.
And then he kept wanting like validation. And she's like, I don't know what more kind of validation that dude needed. Like, yeah. And like, her best point was, she's like, I literally was on my knees begging, and she is the lead.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
and he did say, he's like, you're no better if you're the lead or not. We're still in this. Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
But like, it's almost like they set her up for failure on this one.
You mean like the last week?
Yeah, the Greg situation. Mm-hmm. And then tonight, like, she did have her moment, but like, he's just going back and forth in his own mind. Like, yeah, I don't even know how to talk about this right now, because I know, feel like,
exactly.
like you, it's like, I feel like I want to watch it again too.
Yeah.
Because there's so much here.
So she made some really good points when she, because, and like, I see a lot of people out there being like, she should have just said she loved him if she loved him. Like, she gave him, I've been in this environment, guys. She gave him every week validation after validation. Like, when she broke it down for him, I was like, ooh, like, that's a good point. Like, she did first impression rose, first date, another date, every group date. Like, she gave him everything. So this is what I would say about Katie. I wish she would have taken the high road a little bit more. I wish she would have been like, listen, you fucked up. I'm happy. I'm a catch, you know, whatever. Like, just be happy. But instead, you're right. She had her moment where she was like, I'm going to get him. I'm going to bury him. And it came off at times a little too much. Like, she wouldn't let him talk. She was doing what he did to her. It's basically, like you said, like she did. I feel like she was trying to get some revenge. And I understand that you're allowed to be angry, but I think maybe she should have taken the high road a little bit more. That's just what I wish she would have done, because she is happy with Blake. I wish she would have taken the high road a little bit more.
She is feisty, man. She is
feisty. Yeah, she is feisty. She is, man. There was a moment, I'm trying to think back here, because
I just think that he's just phony as hell too. Yeah. And he is an actor. And I just don't think he's genuine whatsoever.
So, and what you kind of said a couple minutes ago, where you were like, he still couldn't wrap his head around it. It was wild to see. Like, he was literally like, I needed something from you. She was like, listen, I was in three relationships. I was the bachelorette. I was in three relationships. I had to see what every relationship went. And he just couldn't wrap his head around that. But that is the case. She's like, you can sit here and act like it's, you know, whatever. Like, you can say, I wanted the real Katie, not bachelorette Katie. Well, I was bachelorette Katie. Mm-hmm. Like, she said at one point, I was the bachelorette.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, that's what I was. That was my role. And she's right. Like, all of you watching, it was like, well, Greg just wanted it to be real. I'm like, it still is real. But at the end of the day,
it was 100% real.
Yeah.
She gave him everything real.
But at the end of the day, she is the bachelorette. You guys got to remember that. She does have a job to do. Like, she does. She's contractually has a job to do. So I thought it was interesting the way Katie said, Greg, you were looking for a way out. Like, that's basically what she said. You were looking for a way out, an excuse to get out because you didn't want to get engaged, and you found a way out. And I was like, ooh, like, she might be right there. Time will tell, I guess, you know, I don't know.
And it was almost like he almost admitted, and I think I said this last week, he almost threw that fit and didn't get what he wanted. And he almost admitted tonight, like, he wanted her to, like, say, I love you back say I love you to him and like leave with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he almost admitted that tonight.
Yeah. Well, she asked him at one point, and he kind of skirted around the answer. But, like, yeah, she couldn't do that. Like, do I think that Greg is, like, this evil genius that, like, found a moment to get out and went out? I don't know if that's the case. But it is convenient. We'll just put it that way. It is convenient.
And it kind of just blew up and backfired on him now.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are sympathizing with him, too. Oh, it's kind of crazy to see. I think he, like I said last week, I think the man gave up. You don't give up on the woman.
No.
Jason actually had a great, did you see Jason's point on his story tonight? He said, dude, at the end of the day, he's like, no matter what, if you think Katie is the one, you don't leave.
Well,
like, if he truly thought Katie was the love of his life, his soulmate, it doesn't matter any validation she was giving, he wouldn't have left. And I think that's a great point. Like, if he really truly thought Katie was the one, he doesn't leave. He does not leave.
You would never think of quitting on
your
girl. Like, if that's your girl in your head, you're going to see it through. I mean, because Jason also said, like, all you guys have been there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you gave 2 or 3 months of your life for this. And now you're here, and now you're just going to turn around and walk away because you didn't get what you wanted.
Yeah.
Probably he could have gotten what he wanted if he would have just stuck around.
Yeah. I mean, it's just,
It was almost like
he gave up.
And tonight watching him, man, I'm just thinking to myself, I'm like, man, just stop bullshitting and stop, like, trying to get everyone. Like, it's almost like, I feel like lies, maybe.
Yeah.
That might be a little harsh, but it's like, man, just shut up. Take your L, man. Like, maybe apologize for what you.
He took it a little bit. Like, he went fetal position for a minute. Like, he went fetal position when he looked like a deer in the headlights. But then at the end, he started to come back a little bit. But it was so funny. How about that last line from Katie? Like, I wish you the best too. Like, it was the most.
Yeah.
It was like through grinded teeth. Like, I wish you the best too. Like, it was so funny, man.
And what else? She also said at the end, I was like, or I think she said, when he left, so did everything I had for him.
Ooh,
Ooh. So happy for her and Blake.
Like, me too. So then, you know, Blake comes out. Those two look so, they just seem like they fit so well together. Do they look good together? Their personalities are so perfect for each other. I love the way they said that, like they can do, like, they don't have to talk sometimes, like, just by the way they look at each other and act. Like,
that's the perfect relationship.
So so they're great together. I really think they're going to last. I really, really do. I think it's going to be hard, the whole Canada US thing. I hope they can figure that out.
And Africa thing.
Yeah, the Africa. Yeah, I had no idea about. He isn't in Africa though, but maybe he was.
Well, I think he goes during, like, periodically for a month or two at a time.
That's a long time. But I think they're going to last. I'm excited for the both of them. Katie's moving to San Diego, I think, so I'm sure Blake will make his way down there.
Yeah.
I love them together. They look so happy. I love the ending, guys. The stereo, all the guys holding up the stereo. I love that. The crowd going way in. It was so great. She was crying. Oh, I just love, man. It's so fun. So fun.
How funny was it that she said that her family didn't know the outcome until tonight, so they were watching with Bachelor Nation?
Yeah.
Because she's like, I didn't trust them because they got big mouths.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
I bet you Aunt Lindsay was throwing and breaking the TV tonight.
Oh, that's great. Oh man, that was crazy. How could you? That's nuts to think that you wouldn't tell your family. But I guess if you really think they'd blabber, then I get it. But that'd be hard. But I love them. Yeah. I love those two. Cheering for them. I'm actually heading out to LA. I'm hoping to see Blake at least tomorrow. Or today. But yeah, those two are so great. Dude, I love it when the show ends in a happy ending like that.
Yeah, especially with like a couple where you could actually probably see it lasting.
Yeah, I agree. I can see it with these two. So I feel good about it.
Also, yeah, and then, Blake, I know Blake follows us and talks with, you know, you and I every once in a while.
Bit, yeah.
Happy birthday to Blake. Yesterday was his birthday.
Yeah. Yeah. What a great birthday gift, though. The finale on your birthday. Okay. That worked out perfect.
And it worked. Yeah. You got the girl. So great. You're celebrating with her a couple things tonight. So.
So great.
Maple syrup is being poured over everyone's bodies tonight.
Did we talk about the maple syrup on the fucking nightstand? Did you not see it?
I saw it the next day when they're eating breakfast, though.
So it was there at night, bro. It was on the nightstand at night when they were making out on the bed.
So he's not well Honey played. Bear. He should be Maple Bear.
Yeah. So great. Let's talk about that. Did you watch the Paradise preview, man?
I did not.
Ooh-wee. Oh, my God. You're going to have to look at it after this. It's all over the internet already. Ooh-wee. It was like a 3-minute preview. Man, what a crazy season that's going to be, dude. Starts next week, guys. Starts next Monday. Oh man, dude, it's going to be brutal. A lot of tears. It looked like a lot of drama. It's going to be hard to watch.
This is your first time watching since.
Yeah. There's going to be multiple reasons why it's hard to watch, but I will be here on this podcast doing my recaps every week, but I don't know if I'll be doing my live reactions every week because there will be times I think where it's going to be hard to watch for multiple reasons. And so, yeah, no promise there, but I will be here recapping it.
And I'll be asking all the questions that you guys would want to know for why it would be hard.
It's going to be interesting. It's going to be very interesting. So, but yeah, what a season, guys. This is our second season in the books, right?
Yeah. Third.
Third.
Third season in the books.
Third season in the books, guys. So thank you for listening. Quite a ride. And this will be our first Paradise. So.
Thoroughly enjoyed this one. This was a good one.
This is so a good happy. Season, ups and downs. Yeah.
I was a big fan. I think this is what the franchise needed was like an actual love story, like a real love story.
A happy ending. Yeah. Cause it's been a while, dude. It's been a while.
Yes. So. There was not so much drama.
I guess Tayshia did, but that was like half a season. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
This was good. Yeah. This is good. So,
yep.
Awesome. All right. Well, we'll see you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in.
Behind the Rose is recorded live at the world-famous Grizzly Rose or wherever we happen to be. Be sure to go check out our Instagram at Behind the Rose Podcast and follow us so you always know when we drop a new episode. And give us all 5 of those stars. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Behind the Rose.